When a good service member or civilian employee starts pulling away, the first sign may not appear in a report. It may surface in a quiet conversation with a chaplain, long before that person decides whether to stay.
And that is where chaplaincy supports morale in a practical way. Chaplains move through the workplace, listen without rushing, and notice pressures that leaders may not see from a briefing slide. What makes that presence especially valuable in a military setting?
Access and trust. A chaplain can meet people where the work happens, whether that is on the flight line, aboard a ship, in a maintenance bay, or outside a command office. Those ordinary points of contact can lower the threshold for asking for help.
That does not mean the chaplain becomes a clinician or takes over the chain of command. The chaplain stays within scope, offers spiritual and relational care, explains available resources, and refers when a concern requires clinical, legal, financial, or other specialized support.
Right. The role is not to diagnose or treat. It is to help a person name what is happening, identify the next wise step, and connect with appropriate care. That can support the whole person across physical, emotional, cognitive, behavioral, relational, and spiritual dimensions.
Let's make that concrete. Imagine a staff sergeant who has become short with the team, stopped joining co-workers for meals, and mentioned that home life feels unmanageable. Performance has not collapsed, but something has clearly shifted.
A field-grounded chaplain does not label the person. The chaplain listens, asks open questions, clarifies the limits of confidentiality under applicable policy and law, and checks for immediate safety concerns. Then the chaplain helps connect that service member with the right resources while continuing appropriate pastoral support.
That follow-through matters. A warm handoff is often more useful than simply giving someone a phone number. The chaplain can also help the person think through how to communicate responsibly with leadership without disclosing more than necessary.
Leaders benefit too. Without revealing private information, chaplains can identify broad patterns such as sustained operational strain, family pressure, grief, or friction within a unit. That gives leaders a clearer view of workplace well-being and helps them respond before strain becomes normalized.
And morale is not just enthusiasm. It grows when people believe they matter, support is reachable, and leadership pays attention to the human cost of the mission. Retention can be strengthened when people experience the institution as a place that sees them and responds with care.
For partner institutions, the key is integration. Include chaplains in well-being planning, referral pathways, leader education, and routine workplace presence. Keep role boundaries clear, protect trust, and make access simple. Chaplaincy works best when it is connected, not isolated.
Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains, equips chaplains and organizations for that kind of enterprise care. The grounded takeaway is simple. Care for your people before the breaking point, stay within scope, refer well, and let consistent presence show that mission readiness and human dignity belong together.